Hi, Maverick. I have one question for you. My name is Mia, and my question is, why do people get angry so much?
Thank you for a lovely little question, Mia. Angry is a reaction from people when they are upset, irritated, or not liking something. So when they are angry, they are reacting to their uneasiness, their discomfort, and their unhappiness, and not liking what they are made to do or told to do. Now that answer was for my 10-year-old little soul companion, who at times wonders why kids in the class behave the way they behave, why people get irritated, why they throw things around. So letting the conversation ahead from here on a very simple thought on why do we get angry. So an anger, like I said, was a reaction to our uneasiness. Every time we are uneasy, we react, and that anger is that reaction. Most of the time, we decide, you know, whether we should show that anger or not show that anger. But my friend, whether you show that anger or you don't show that anger is there. Now, there are different forms of reacting to that anger or that reaction is, you could be silent and sulking, you could be throwing around, and you could be loud and very irritated, and you could be saying bad things. So what is important here to know is something very, very simple. Do we need to be angry? Why are we angry? Why has that created discomfort in me? You know, I'm sure all of us are going to feel uncomfortable if you tell them to go out in minus 40 degrees snow and go clean the car. I'm sure anybody would feel uncomfortable. But there are different situations. If you paid to do it, you'll be happy. If you have to do it, you'll be a little uneasy. But if you have to do it, you know, it's a part of, you have to do it. You have to go out and you have to clean the car. But if you don't want to do it, that's the reaction. That's anger. Why should I do it? Why can't he do it? Why can't she do it? It's her own car. Why? It's not my car. So it's all parameters of the ego reacting or making you react on certain things which cause uneasiness to your system. Anything that gets you out of the comfort zone is uneasiness. Any person who gets you out of the comfort zone is uneasiness. Any relationship that gets you out of this comfort zone is uneasiness. Friends that can get you out of this zone is uneasiness. Hey, why don't you get up in the morning and take a shower at 6 o'clock? Uneasiness. Why don't you go out for a jog? Uneasiness. You need to finish this by 5 p.m. today in the evening. Uneasiness. So anything that we don't like creates a reaction in our system. Anything that we don't abide by creates a reaction in our system, and that's anger. Now, how you deal with that anger is definitely a lot to do with the vibe of your system. My thought process that goes out to you would be, we don't need to react. Anything that you react will always have an external trigger and an internal reaction. It's complicated. It sounds like that. But anything that's triggering you, is irritating you, is making you uncomfortable, after which this anger comes in, you need to deal with it. And yes, that is called as a trigger. The more the triggers, the more temperamental you are, the more angry you get, the lesser the triggers, the more peace you are, the more healed you are, the better the human being you are. So what we need to focus over here is, what triggers me? What triggers you? What triggers being uncomfortable? What triggers this uneasiness? What creates these angry reactions? Focus on the trigger. And these are the triggers that actually form the basis part of your personality. You know, generally people say, oh, you know, he's a good man, but when he's like this, he becomes like this. So there is that something over there which creates a reaction from you, after which you kind of become a little devil. Is it? So what is it that triggers you? Yes, this is an interesting word, trigger. So, in coming episodes, let's figure out what's your trigger, what triggers you, and how do we find that little peace with the triggers. And triggers, mind me, are 99% external, but what they do to us is all internal. It's like the bullet that hits our skin, the bullet is not harmed, the gun is not harmed, but it's the skin that bleeds. Keep seeking, let's keep talking, and I love those little simple questions that you keep asking me. I'll try to get more time and answer those questions. There's lots coming up on the Facebook also. And I'm sorry for all those whose bookings I've cancelled. I am trying to get a little more time into all this. And thank you so much. Keep listening and keep sharing. And I'm always waiting for that lovely feedback. And I will appreciate a lot of critical feedback, because that's what's going to help me become a little more better, a little more wiser. So keep seeking, keep loving, keep following this path of truth, because it's truth that liberates. Thank you. Namaste.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.